We are learning Masechtas Baba Metzia, Daf Samach Dalad Amud Aleph, and we are starting the two dots on Samach Gimel Beis around 5-6 lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Nachman, Hayman the Oiziv Pshiti Mechavre. Someone borrows money, prutos from his friend, and when he gets it, Va'ashkech Beit Afina, he finds that he got more. He finds, the Rashi learns, it means that when he got the Hava, when the Loiva got the Baba Malva, he finds, he asked for a Hava of $100. He finds 120. So what's the halacha? So ibich deisha das toya. If it looks like the guy made a mistake, the malva made a mistake, mechayv ladurle. He has to give it back because it's a mistake. Vilav, it's not. It's matana ba'amuhu. It's matana ba'amuhu de'avle. It's matana. And obviously, in this case, it's not shaila ribis because the malva gave the leiva a matana. I lent you $100. You only owe me $100, and you got 120 because you want to give him a present. So if it looks like a mistake, so then it's a mistake. You have to give it back. But if it does not look like a mistake, so then it's about tana ba'ama hu diyavlei. Now the Gemara asks, hechidam kadesh das toya. How do you know if it's kadesh das toya or not? I mean, the Rosh speaks out, if the guy says I made a mistake, obviously you believe him and he has to give it back. Here, he wasn't around, he didn't say he made a mistake. We're trying to assume, is this a mistake or is this on purpose? So it says, if it's a mistake, they have to give it back. If not, then we say it's matana. So how do you know if it's a mistake or not?
In your example, let's get back to $20 prior to the 100.
No, exactly. $20 mistake. You have to tell the, you know, you got it from the mouth, you got it home, you count. It's 120. So the shaila is, you have to go now, you find the shliach to give it back to the malva because it's a mistake, or no, you say the malva gave me a present. So yeah, it depends. So hechidam kadesh das toya. How do you know if it's a mistake or not? Omar of Acha bereid Rav Yosef. In those days, like Tosfos explains, they counted either by tens or by fives. So if it's a mistake in multiples of tens or fives, so then it's possibly a mistake. For example, instead of finding $40, you found $50. Or let's say just it's a higher number. Instead of 180, you found 190. So there it's very possible. It's a 10, 20, 30, 40. You missed a number. Or if you found a multiple of fives, let's say you found 25. So there, it was supposed to be 20, it was 25, so it's multiple of 5, so it's a mistake. But if you found 241, so then, you know, that's not a mistake, because it's not possible to mistake 241. Where did the 1 come from? Yeah, so there...
If you have both?
That's a good question. So it's a good question. If it's possible to mistake 240, then you'll have to give that back, and the 1 not. So in the case where it was no possible, it's only multiples of... of ones to fives, so then the halacha is like that's the case the Rashi gives. Then you could say that there it's not a mistake. Like Rashi says, the end of the Rashi. It's only more than the fives, 1, 2, or 3, or 4. It's all a matana. That's a lach. Only Rav Acha read the Rav Rashi. Be inish takipahu. Let's say you know this malva. The lo yav matana. He's not the type of guy to give matanas. So my, you know, for sure he didn't give matanas. It got to be a mistake, but it's not. Don't look like a mistake. So what do you do then? Amalei, no, you also assume that you keep it. Why? Dilma migzul gazle. Maybe you want them stole from you, and he wants to pay back. But avalei b'chesbon, and he's embarrassed to say I stole from you. So therefore, he's just being mavliyad in the chesbon to pay you back. And how you mekayim your mitzvah shava there? The talent in a brisa. Hagoyzel as chaveiroi vevliyad loy b'chesbon. Yotza, that if you steal from your friend. And Hevliya loy bechesbin yotza. The halacha is that if you steal and you give it back and you just like Hevliya some money, so there you yotza. So that's the pshat here. If this malva is not a nice guy, but lemaisa you got extra and it does not look like a mistake, you can also assume it's matana. What's matana for? Because he stole from me. Ve'i in the stars ma'alma. If it's a guy you never met before, this malva is a new guy. You never had a deal with him ever, and he doesn't live in the same city as you. There's no way he stole from you. So what do you say then? Mai. Someone else stole from you. And he told this fellow, Ki Yosef Pliny, when you lend him Pshiti, Minach, when he borrows Pshiti from you, Avalei b'chesbon, b'mavliya in the chesbon. So the Gemara is basically saying over here is that when you find extra, you go try to ascertain if it's a mistake or not. If it's a mistake, then you got to give it back. And like the Rosh says, if the guy tells you it's a mistake, also you have to give it back. But if it's not a mistake, if it's something that you could look like it's not a mistake, then you could keep it. Why is it given to you? Either you assume it's matana, or maybe he stole from you. Now, according to Rashi's way of learning this Gemara, it's not a shayla, no tzad ribis here. But if you look at the way the Rambam or the Shulchan Aruch brings down this case, It says that a case like this. Hamakabel moyes mechaveroi, bein shem v'mechar, bein behava, bein v'peroin, umotzo yisroin v'moyos. And you found extra in the money. Now, talking about peroin, you found extra money. Afil moy tovu, chayiv lahachzer, im yugdesh das toya. Even if it doesn't ask for it back, if it's deged das toya, you have to give it back. And he explains the case of five. So what's the case, according to those who him? Case was that the malva was getting paid back. And he finds when he paid him back, he finds extra, 120. So there, if it's not a mistake, you keep it. It's not a tunnel. And on that, the Achronim there asked, what happened to the problem of ribbis there? There's like a ribbis mocheres. Ribbis mocheres means that I pay ribbis afterwards. It wasn't a ribbis ksutza, but I paid you extra. Why is that a problem of ribbis? So some Achronim there learn to answer that if I don't speak out that it's four ribbis, then it'll be mutter. If I just give it to Stam, 120 at one time, it's but I have law, without speaking out, and here's 20 for ribbis, then some achrayim hold it's not ribbis. It's not possible to pass like that, but there are a shita like that, that hold not ribbis, and they take it out from this Gemara, what the Gemara says, matana would work. But again, we learned the Gemara like Rashi, which the Pnei Yeshua points out, that the reason why Rashi learned this Gemara is because of the Shaila ribbis, and the case was that the Malva gave the extra. That's what learned, so you like the Pnei Yeshua. Like the Rashi with Peter Pnei Yeshua. Yeah. So the Maravaita. Omar Rav Kahana. By the way, Tosis speaks out. Look at top Tosis. Heimo yuregilim b'chamisha kederach shonu moinim echad echad. But they don't have a whole inyam yishat Torah. Every boss is always a mistake. We count even ones. Everyone counts even singles here. So then you always can assume that it is a mistake and you have to give it back anyway in our days. In Tosis days at least. I don't know in our days by some bigger moguls, maybe not, But the Lamaisa, as he says, that usually you have to assume that it's a mistake, unless you know not. Omrav Kana, have you sivna? New Gemara now. Back to ribbis. Omrav Kana, have you sivna b'shili pirkei de Rav? I was sitting, I came in late by the shear of Rav, somagers Rava, v'shamet the Omar, I heard him saying kari. He's talking about gourds, kari. Lay down in my kama, I missed the whole shit. I don't know what he was saying. It sounded interesting. Something about gourds, but I didn't hear. Boss the come Rav, after Rav or Rava got up, Amri Lahu, I asked the Talmidim, my kari, the kama Rav. Rav kind of wants to know, what did he say in shir? What was the chiddush in shir today? Omru Li, they told me, Hach kama Rav. I man the yav zuzi ligino, a guy gave money to a farmer, a kari, for gourds. The ka'az the asara kari brain zarta. At that time, the price was 10 gourds, a half a amma in size, per zuz. That was the price. Va'amalei, but the guy says to the farmer, Yavinaloch, or the farmer says, Yavinaloch b'negar mida, I'm going to give you a amma. They didn't grow yet, they only grew a half amma, it's still attached to the ground, but here, give me the money now. I'm going to supply you with a bigger size, an amma. So shalom, this ribbis, why? Because I'm telling you clearly that I'm giving you more. Right now, the shear for half a amma size is one zuz, and I'm giving you for one zuz a whole amma, basically double. Why am I doing that? Because you're paying me up front. So is there a problem with ribbis or not? But amalei yavin elcha b'nei gamida. So the halacha is like this. As Rav taught us, is the hushari. If it's in stock, which means he has those size already, the big size, then it's mutter because then he's selling him the big size. I'm not giving you any price I want. But lestu, if it didn't grow yet, it's also. Like Rashi says, istu, im yesh le beginoi, gedoilois, b'nei amma, good. But if it's still small, then the loch is, it's also. So the Pshita, obviously, if he doesn't have it yet, so then you're giving him the bigger ones before they grew yet, obviously it's hava, because you're giving money up front. So Pshita, ma'otem, ikivi de mele korabu. Since I can say it's really yesh le, why? Because I have these gourds are going to grow. They grow by itself. So look at it, you bought these gourds at a half amma and they're letting it grow over here. So maybe you would think it's mutter, kamash malah. No, that's not mutter. Zoktimar, who's this like? Come on. Kihai tana. It's like the following tana, the following braisa. The tayel went in a braisa. Aholech lachlev es izav. Someone is going, he's on his way to go be chaylev to milk his goats, but ligzois es vechaylev, and to shear the wool off his kvasim, his sheep. Or to take out his honeycombs. So Motzu Chaveira, his friend finds him. Vamaloi, Masha, easy. Chayel vayis machalach. I'll sell you whatever chalav comes out. Masha, chayel vayis machalach. Whatever the wool I'm selling it to you. Masha, kvarati, roi de machalach. I'm going to give you a great price. Pay me now, give you a great price. Lach, it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Because we have no idea how much it's going to be. It's a good chance it'll be more than the price. For the mice, it's a good chance it'll be nothing also. So therefore, it's called karav ischar v'la hefsid, and therefore it's not a problem of ribbis, because it's not such a great deal, because the guys take responsibility either way. If the cow is dry, if the goat is dry, he's also going to have to pay for it. Then it's mut. But avm amaloy, if the guy is going to milk, tells the buyer, Masha easy chavas kach v'kach machloch, I'm going to sell you two liters of chalav that I'm going to milk now. Masha recheli goes to kach v'kach, this amount of pounds of wool I'm going to sell to you machloch. Masha kvat roi to kach v'kach machloch, this amount of honeycomb I'm going to sell to you. The loch is aser. It's aser. Why is it aser? Because I'm giving you a better price now on something I don't really have. And the reason I give you a price is paying up front. So it's a problem of ribbits. V'afika d'melika rabu. It happens by itself. The milk comes in by itself. Kivun de less, no, since you don't have it yet. But he's shy to also. So the Gemara is saying is that this halacha that Rabu or Rav said over, kari kari, is usher by less nahu, even though it's melika rabu, is like this Tana. This Tana is talking about a case where the chalav is happened by itself. And still, I cannot, it doesn't work, and it's a problem of ribbits. That's one version. Ikadamri Amarava. So this is why they changed the gears before. It says Ikadamri. If it's a different shita, you don't say Ikadamri. But Ikadamri Amarava, that it says that it's Muttataka by the case of the gourds. Kivin the Mela Karabu Shabadami. Since it grows by itself, it's Mutter by the gourds. Frank the Gemara from the Bryce that we just learned. Vatanya Kach V'Kach Aser. That if I'm going to milk the cows or milk the goats, and I say Kach V'Kach is Aser, so tomorrow it's different, very different. Hosom lav mina karabu. The milk that's in the cow's, the goat's stomach right now, is not the thing I'm going to be selling to him. That's already be milk the time I get there. It's going to be other milk. The milk I'm selling to him is not the milk that's there right now. It's not mina karabu. Hosom lav mina karabu, the shakalai lahai, vasa achrin, neveduchte. Because it's different milk comes. Hosom mina karabu. Here, from these gourds itself, that a half amma is going to grow a whole amma. It's not trying to be different ones. These gourds that are there are going to grow. We'll read Rashi inside. Rashi is almost by the wide lines. They were here. When we did with the Kamash Shavach Mazel.
All the cases.
Huh? All the cases. So some speak out, very good question. Some speak out that Echanami, by that I'll be Mutter. So the Echanami, those things in Mutter, well, I'll say that the wool was also, they were cut, it was very long enough to cut it, there'll be a new wool. But Echanami, some speak out that it's only going on the case of Cholov, that when it says that it's a problem, it's only keep, that they don't have it, that there it's only going on there, that it's usher, but there if you have part of it, then it's fine. Some do speak that out. It's a very good point. That l'chari, why is there, l'chari, it's not the same thing, but that's a good kasha. Unless you say the case was that the wool was already sheared. Yeah, economic is a good question. It's a good question. They talk about it. The Rishonim talk about it. And they say that could be it's only going, this whole Shakavataria is only going on the case of Chalvais and not the other ones. So, yeah, what are you tiding, Moshi? The taka that it brings down over there? That's only going on?
What?
I see you looking over there. I said, they bring down there. They bring down.
Okay,
Shkoyach. Oh, my, Abaya. They're trying to speak it out. They're trying to speak this out. They say that it's a Shav, it's going back on both, because it's a good question. The other Chalav would be that it has to be a case where there was not the same case. That's what they speak out. Okay. Right. Don't tomorrow, right? Omar Abaya, show really the Inish Lameim Lechavre. A person like to tell his friend, Heiluch Abba Zuzi Achavita the Chamra. A person like to tell his friend, here is 4 Zuz for a barrel of wine. Itokva Bereshusach. If it goes bad, the meicher will have to take responsibility. But if it goes up or down, I'll take responsibility. So Shiloh is a problem of ribbis. Why? I'm giving the money up front, and it happens to be your take. If I bought it now, so and as tomorrow shows, if it gets goes comes with the vinegar, so then it's not halva. I bought the wine, But here, it looks a little bit like Ahava. Why? Because you are responsible, you the Meicher are still responsible for it, and you have my money. So it looks like Ahava. On the other hand, I'm taking responsibility of going up and down. So what is this? Is Ahava or not? Is it a purchase or not? Because on one hand, the Meicher is taking responsibility if it gets ruined. So it's not sold yet to the buyer because the Meicher is taking responsibility. On the other hand, the buyer is taking responsibility because it goes up and down, he's taking responsibility. So I saw this out of problem. Omer of Shavila Baya. Hi Karav Leschav Rachel Hafsidu. That's called Karav Leschav Rachel Hafsid. Because since if it gets ruined, he's not going to take responsibility. So it's Rachel Hafsid. And like Rashi says, Rachel Hafsid, Mtakva Loi Makabala, if it gets bad, goes bad, he's not Makabal, Tanya Perikin, Karav Leschav Rachel Hafsid, Rasha, the Shaka Ribbis, the Kivin Eren Makabal of Achrayis, Samekach Nimsa, Shain Zemecher, Umayis Havayitz Loi. So that's because he throws ribbons. On Malay, no. Kivin Makabla Azula, since it's Mikavel, if it goes down in price, Karav Azel Azehu. It's called equal Karav Azel Azeh. And Be'etzah, like Tosis points out, the whole Havamin is Shtukapella. Because we know something about Paisik Val Paris. We looked at a bunch of times already. What does Paisik Val Paris mean? I give the guy money, and for Paris to give me in 6 months. And as Yeshla it works, who's responsible for those Paris? The Meicher, not the Lekech. And still we say it's good. It's not a problem with ribbons. So why is it different? That's Tosis Kasha. Tosis Kasha is that the S is cash on the Mishnah. Break Tosis is the top Tosis. And time it takes to see him, the Yat Hashar Paiskim, the Hosam Nami, Eina Kem Afsa Klumat Kifa. Via Shleima, the Shani Hosam, Kivin, Eina Paris Mavurorim. It's sure Tosis Tarets, but it's brought down in Taz, brings down the Tarets. Tosis Tarets is a deer, it's not so Mavurus, it doesn't look so bad. Here it was a specific Chavita de Kamra, and that's why there's a Havamin here that it looks bad. Kamash won't know. That does not look bad because my sister is taking the going up and down. It's not called Karav Leschav Lehefsid, and therefore it's not ribbis in such a case when I give you money up front for the Chavita the Chamra.